here's a story from The World.
Literally every day in my city, I hear about another restaurant, another business closing. The pandemic has hit the restaurant industry hard. Small businesses, generally, are struggling the most, especially those run by African Americans and Latinos. The World's Daisy Contreras has been finding out why.
Remember, an empanada is like this. It has to be like a half moon.
Lorena Cantarovici is making empanadas, folding a piece of dough into a half moon shape. There's potato and meat stuffing in the middle. She came from Argentina 20 years ago, and after working in restaurants, she decided to launch her own business making empanadas, something she missed from home. Since the pandemic, she's turned to teaching online too.
That's not an empanada, señorito. Empanada means empanar.
Before the pandemic, Cantarovici's empanada business, Maria Empanada, was thriving. She had 5 restaurants in Denver, Colorado. And the Argentinian news media constantly profiled her success. They call her Argentina's empanada ambassador.
Oh my goodness, when that came in the news, it was kind of like a good feeling.
Now, the pandemic has forced all business owners like Cantarovici to think differently about how they run their business. But those owned by African Americans and Latinos are especially struggling. Marlene Orozco is with the Stanford Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative. They're a group that's tracking Latino-owned businesses. Orozco says over the last decade, Latinos were starting businesses at a higher rate than all other groups in the U.S. Most are in the restaurant industry.
Latino businesses before the pandemic started small and stayed small. And a lot of that had to do with issues of access to capital. And so we're seeing some of these same challenges in terms of facing the pandemic.
And access to that capital is even more challenging since the pandemic. Orozco says access to funding from the government's Paycheck Protection Program is limited.
There was an overall lack of guidance on how to apply for the program.
Cantarovici says she had help filling out the forms, but it took time to figure out the process. Meantime, bigger businesses could rely on hiring lawyers or teams of people to make sure their applications got in quickly. It left small businesses like Cantarovici's waiting for the second round of funding.
Of course, we apply. We were kind of, if it opens today at 10 a.m., we were pressing the submit button at that time. But when the funds depleted, it was devastated. It was devastated for me.
Adding to that devastation is the language barrier, she says. Many small business owners across all demographics are immigrants who may not be fluent in English.
My English is not perfect and it's never going to be in a legal aspect. So for me, it's very important that I protect myself with the right people that I will have next to me. But for very small businesses at the beginning, that is so expensive.
So business owners like Cantarovici rely on their community networks to survive, says Orozco.
One of the things that has been most striking is this sense of community and helping each other out, even when one is facing difficult challenges, right? So there's the Spanish idiom, donde come uno, come dos.
Where one eats, two can eat, she says.
And so we really see that. We really see Latino business owners stretching what they have to reach wide communities. Now, of course, that can only go so far.
The future is uncertain for those owners without more help, Orozco says. Many are running out of the government cash they've received. Latinos in particular don't have safety nets. Lorena Cantarovici doesn't have one. She cut back on staff and temporarily closed 3 of her 5 restaurants. Luckily, her empanadas are still selling.
It's a very elegant pastry that can have a fantastic flavor, has a lot of benefits. It's transportable, it's kid-friendly, it's not messy. You can be walking with an empanada.
But she's worried if sales go down even more. And she's hoping for more government help. She says she's constantly thinking about that. And it'll be on her mind as she votes in November.
This is when we need to vote. We need to have our voice here.
For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.